This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Pakistan is calling for the United Nations to investigate the crisis in Kashmir, ignited by a security lockdown and communications blackout imposed by India's government after it downgraded the region's autonomy last month.
India's effort to hide its atrocities in the Indian-occupied Jammu and Kashmir by falsely labeling it terrorism and cross-border terrorism are shameless and indefensible.
Speaking at a meeting of the UN Human Rights Council on Tuesday, Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi said India had transformed occupied Jammu and Kashmir into the largest prison on this planet.
I shudder to mention the word genocide here, but I must. With respect to the Genocide Convention, the Kashmiri people in the occupied territory as a national, ethnic, racial, and religious group of people face grave threats to their lives, way of living, and livelihoods.
President Trump is responding to this weekend's cancellation of high-level talks with Afghan and Taliban leaders. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump is denying he overruled Vice President Mike Pence and other administration officials about hosting the Taliban at Camp David for peace talks. Trump says a White House meeting with the Taliban would have been a step too far, but he thought Camp David would be good and still does. The president says after a Taliban attack last Thursday killed a U.S. soldier and 11 other people, it was he alone who decided to scrap the peace talks.
It was my idea, and it was my idea to terminate it. I didn't discuss it with anybody else.
The Taliban are warning that American troops will suffer more than anyone else. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Afghan Taliban captured another district in northern Tekar province on Monday night, a third to fall into militant control in the province this month. This is VOA News. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam.